It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Lynn Morris, OBE, the CEO of Toybox. Lynn, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you, Michael. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to speak to you. First of all, for anyone who's perhaps not familiar with Toybox and the work that they do, fantastic charity. Tell us all about it.
So we are a charity based in Bletchley, not far from the train station, and we work internationally with street children. So we're in Africa, Asia and Latin America, supporting street children to the absolute best of our ability.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, we work with local partners because we really believe that local partners, they know what's happening in the context. They understand the reality children are facing. Mm. So they are best placed to come up with the solutions that will be long-term, the solutions Sure. that will be sustainable. So we work through them, supporting them in obviously income generation, so getting money out to them, but also in how the programs are designed, what's the best thing we should be doing for those children, engaging with local governments, engaging with national governments. So anything really that we can do in those countries to improve the quality of lives for children who are working or living on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you able to give us some idea of the scale, like the number of countries you work in or the number of children that you support?
Yes, so I'm just working on our annual report and accounts. So the number of children that we support directly is around about in the 10,000 region.
Wow.
And those that we impact indirectly, you know, so a child is trained and the child goes home and tells mom and their brother yeah. and, you know, their cousin. Indirectly, it's about 45,000. So,
wow.
you know, it's massive. It's brilliant. And then the countries we work in are Guatemala, El Salvador, Bolivia. We are in Kenya, Nepal and India. And rather excitingly, we are just about to start working in Ethiopia. So we're really, really excited about that.
That's incredible. A fantastic charity. Literally just down the road as well, which is awesome. I know primarily the reason we're speaking today is about a fundraising event that is coming up in September, raising money for Toybox as well as other charities. Tell us what this is.
Well, this is in collaboration with Sophie, etc. So Toybox and Sophie, etc. are going to be the hosts of Sophie Street Festival, which is just brilliant because you come along and you just eat food and you enjoy the sunshine. I mean, what is not to like? Last year's was amazing. Actually, it was probably a little bit too hot
right.
last year.
Yeah.
But we had about 3,000 people that came. It's fantastic food. There was music. There was people learning about Toybox. Oh, it was just amazing. And for us, really, really exciting because we work internationally,
mm.
but we live and breathe in Milton Keynes. So it was so lovely to meet people and to talk about Toybox and, you know, to generate interest. And one of the folk that came along to the street feast last year is running the marathon for us next year.
Wow.
So just fantastic connections and stories. So, yeah, no, it's amazing. So I think it's on the 22nd of September. So, yeah, a shout out to everybody to come because it really is a great day. And at Toybox, we would love to see you and say hello.
Yeah, definitely something to put in the diary. Sophie, etc., of course, for anyone who doesn't know, is a food blogger here in Milton Keynes. And last year was the first one of these, wasn't it?
It was. And Sophie's fantastic. I mean, she's such a little foodie. so she really is. She's brilliant. And the collaboration is lovely because what we do can sometimes be quite soul destroying. You know, street children, it's not a topic everybody, mm-hmm. you know, wants to discuss or wants to hear about. But, you know, the food and the chat around the food, it just allows that conversation to flow. So, yeah, we're super grateful to Sophie for partnering with Toybox again this year.
And street food, so in at the moment, isn't it? It's so popular. There's various street food festivals happening throughout the year, but it's becoming so popular because people love it so much.
Oh, and it is. And you know what I think it is when you go with your family and, you know that thing where it's time to make dinner and somebody doesn't want pasta and I hate potatoes, or is this just my house? I'm not eating meat anymore.
We can all relate, yeah.
Oh my goodness. So you go to a street feast and everybody can go and get what they want
yeah.
and nobody's complaining and nobody's grumpy. So yeah, no, it's brilliant. You can taste it.
Absolutely. And you can graze, can't you? You can go back sort of again
yeah.
and again and try a little bit of everything, which is great as well.
Oh my gosh. Now you're making me hungry.
I know. I'm sorry. Are you able to give us a little taste, no pun intended, of the various cuisines that are going to be there?
Oh, I think there's going to be a whole variety. I definitely know there's going to be ice cream and pizza, and I think there will be, I think we've got some Asian cuisine, so there'll definitely be something that will tickle your palate. But as you say, the grazing and trying a little bit of
Yeah.
everything, that's probably the best approach.
Absolutely. And of course, raising money and awareness of a fantastic charity in the form of Toy Box. So date for your diary, Sunday, 22nd of September. It's happening 11 till 4 at the MK City Discovery Centre. Hopefully we'll see you there. And Lynn Morris is the CEO of Toy Box. Lynn, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We'll see you there at the end of September.
I really look forward to it. Thank you.